Join the Yules weekday mornings on the conversation station, WNBC, AM and FM, New York. The time now, 3 o'clock, time for NBC Monitor News on the Hour. Radio City temperature, 49 degrees.
This is NBC News. New evidence that North Vietnamese regulars fight the war. NBC Monitor News on the Hour, brought to you by Total Performance Cars for 66. Ford, Fairlane, Falcon, Thunderbird, and Mustang. Here's Don Doak. Listen again on the Hour for Monitor News, brought to you by State Farm Mutual. This is NBC.
WNBC, AM and FM, New York, the conversation station. Award-winning newsman Chet Huntley gives his perspective on the news each weekday evening at 6:30 p.m. on WNBC 660 Radio.
Here's an important announcement from New York Telephone. Now, long-distance night rates are in effect all day Sunday. There's no need to wait until late tonight to phone. Today, all day, our lowest long-distance rates are in effect. You can phone anywhere in the continental United States, except Alaska, for a dollar or less. That's for a 3-minute station-to-station call, federal tax not included. And you can call for 3 minutes, station-to-station, to anywhere in New York State for 50 cents or less, plus tax. That's right, all day today, call anywhere in the continental United States for a dollar or less. Anywhere in New York State for 50 cents or less. There's no need to wait until late tonight to phone. Today, all day, our lowest rates are in effect.
At Radio City, it's 49 degrees and sunny. In the WNBC headlines, 10 metropolitan area residents have been reported missing and presumed dead in the Yarmouth Castle ship disaster. They were identified as Norma Barton of Astoria, Queens, Anna and Frank Sirlincioni of Lincroft, New Jersey, Mary and Henry Hughes of Setauket, Long Island, Stella and Arthur Lair of Brooklyn, John and Jesse Mazzarisi of New York City, and Mabel Straub of Woodhaven, Queens. Two other Queens residents are hospitalized in Nassau, the Bahamas, Harvey Barton of Astoria and David Brodsky of Bayside. For the first time since the city began its strict water conservation program, there is more water in upstate reservoirs today than on the same date last year. Herman Badillo, the Democrat who won election as Bronx borough president, wants to oust Charles Buckley from the Democratic Party. Buckley is the Bronx Democratic leader who didn't back Badillo. A Brooklyn man identified as John Cronetti of Myrtle Avenue has been found stabbed to death in a hallway outside of his apartment. The New York weather, 49 degrees and sunny, humidity 27%, wind from the west at 11 miles an hour, the high today in the 50s. This is Jerry Damon.
This is Joe Garagiola, and the show is NBC Monitor. And that means the best in weekend entertainment and information. But if you're a regular listener, you know that. Maybe you don't know who I am, since it's obvious that I'm not Barry Nelson. Well, I'm Joe Garagiola, sitting in for Barry, who's in rehearsal for a new Broadway show. But right now, the San Remo Strings, and I'm satisfied. Thank you.
with just 30 seconds to explain that those familiar State Farm road signs along the nation's highways represent some 9,000 State Farm agents, who, together with over 3,000 claims representatives, provide coast-to-coast service for the drivers of more than 8.5 million cars. For State Farm Mutual, these numbers add up to 24 years as the world's largest car insurer, and leaves 2 seconds for me to say, some love, and...
You know, I think auctions have a kind of a fascination for people, whether they go to auctions to buy or just to look on. At any rate, figures show that selling goods at auction is growing in this country. It's especially true in the Midwest, where the auction is used to sell land, livestock, horses, household goods, antiques, with some examples of the art of auctioneering in this report from Monitor's Lee Klein.
An auction has got to have an auctioneer. Well, Iowa auctioneers got together in Des Moines recently, and they picked a state champion. The judging was based on clarity, on rhythm, and speed. And the scorecard was weighted toward clarity. In other words, how well can you understand what the man says? 5 men were finalists. We're going to present those 5 men, and you pick out the one who you think is the best. Then we'll tell you who the winner is. Each man to sell an imaginary item. Now first, selling a set of bedroom furniture, Bill Gold of Hamburg.
Dinner drawer guided, dust-proof, heavy plank top, bookcase bed, and an outstanding set it is, and how many dollars? Somebody give me $250 for the outfit. Well, if you get $250, I'm on a 2.5, but you get $200 bill. But you get two. How much do you want to start it for, sir? How much do you want to pay for the bedroom suit? Thank you, sir, $152. Here, $150 go two, mama two, but you give $175. Here, $150 go 75, you get $75 and $200 bill, sir. Here, two now a quarter, but mama two and a quarter and a half.
Number two. A young auctioneer from Promise City, Iowa, Ronald Ball.
Let's imagine that we're selling a heifer calf by the head. We're selling a heifer calf by the head. All right, right there, $100 donor. Eat them on $100 donor, $50 now, $60 donor. You have $50 now, $5, $55 now, $60, $60, $5, $5, $60 now, $5, $65 now, $70, $70 now, $5, $5, $75, $80, $80 now, $5, $85 now, $90 now, $5 now, $100 donor. $100 now, $10, $10, $105 now, $10 now, $15, $15, $110.
How you doing? Remember, judging on clarity, rhythm, and speed, and the scorecard weighted toward how well you can understand the bid that the man has. Number three, the biggest man in the contest, Mike Bloomer of Glenwood. He'll sell an imaginary used farm tractor.
We have, ladies and gentlemen, a very fine H farm all. It's a 50 model with new rubber, and it's in the best of condition for going to the field to work. What do you want to give for the H farm all? I aimed at 4.5, thank you, sir, but I give $500. If $500, thank you, now I want to give $600. If $600, now I want to give $700. If $600, now $700, I want to give $700. $600, now $700. I aimed at $600 way over here, and the rest of you is outward. You give $6.5. If $600, you give $50.
Number four, Dwayne Squibb of Council Bluffs, selling a horse.
We got a 4-year-old gilding, sorrel gilding, just sound as new-made money. And what are you going to give for it? Broke good.
$75.
I was just going to ask for $200, but I'll take it. $75 and $100 bill. I got $75 and $100. $100. $75 and $100 bill. You want $100. I got $75. I got $80. I got $75 and $85. $80 now. $90 and $90. I got $80 and $90. $90 now. $100 bill. $100 out. $10 you want $110. I got $10 now. $20 you want $120 now. $35. $130 now. $40 you want $140 now.
Number five. The last man in the program, an older, more experienced auctioneer. His name, Arnold Hexum, Waverly, Iowa. He'll sell a pair of draft mares.
We've got a pair of mares here. Go out and do anything on your farm. They've got a lot of looks, a lot of style, a lot of breeding. And what are we here to start him? I'd like to. I've got three, thank you. I was going to ask you about 600. I got three, but he gets three and a quarter. Hey! Three, whatever he gets, 50, but he gets three and a half, but he gives 75, 75 and a four and a quarter, but he's four and a quarter, but he's half. Now 75, 75, but he gets five and a five and a quarter, but he's five and a quarter, but he's half. Now 75, five and a half, but he gives 75. Now 600, now a quarter, now half. Half, but he gets 75, but he gives 75, 6.5 and 75. Five.
Well, those are the 5 finalists. Which one do you think deserves the first prize? Number one, selling the bedroom suite. Number two, selling the heifer calf. Number three, the big man selling a used tractor. Or number four, the very speedy man selling a horse. Or number five, the last man who sold a pair of draft mares. The answer is number two, Ronald Ball.
Do it, $50 now, $5, $55 now, $60, $60, $5, $5, $60 now, $5, $65 now, $70, $70 now, $5, $5, $75, $80, $80 now, $5, $85 now, $90 now, $5 now, $100, $100 now, $10, $10, $105 now, $10 now, $15, $15, $110 now, $15, $15, $100 now, $20, $21.
You've been participating in the finals of the first Iowa Auctioneers Contest. There is no national contest yet, but that might come in the future.
And if it does, I imagine our man Lee Klein will be right there to cover it. Wonder what a good, slightly used catcher's mitt would bring at auction. It's almost like new, folks.
Yeah, $50 and a $5, $55 and a $60, $60, $5,
$5, $55, really? Any takers out there on the monitor beacon?
WNBC AM and FM New York, the conversation station. Want to win a free turkey for Thanksgiving? A free Thanksgiving turkey. Just enter Wetson's Win a Turkey Sweepstakes. Wetson's hamburger restaurants are giving away a ton of turkeys. That's 100 delicious turkeys. Yes, 100 chances to win a turkey for Thanksgiving. That's Wetson's, where you can always enjoy their delicious U.S. finest hamburgers, only 15 cents. Wetson's thick shakes, fillet fish sandwich, only 24 cents. And Wetson's southern fried chicken dinner with golden brown french fries, this dinner only 69 cents. So come on down and enter this exciting sweepstakes planned for you just before Thanksgiving turkey eating time. It's fun, it's easy, nothing to buy. Just get your entry blank at any Wetson's or mail a postcard with your name, address, and telephone number to the Wetson's nearest you, void where prohibited by law. Wetson's sweepstakes ends November 21st, only 8 days left to enter. You too can be a winner. So hurry on down to your nearest Wetson's and enter this exciting sweepstakes. In Staten Island, there's a Wetson's at 1525 Highland Boulevard, Bayshore, Long Island, a Wetson's at 1732 East Sunrise Highway.
Monitor on stage. Star performances recorded live at leading theaters and nightclubs around the world. Our star, Trini Lopez. The place, Basin Street East in New York.
If I had a hammer in the morning, a hammer in the evening, all over this land, I hammer out of danger, I hammer out a warning, I hammer about the love between my brothers and my sisters, ah, all over this land. Sing it in the morning, sing it in the evening, all over this land. I sing out danger, I sing out a warning, yeah. I sing about the love between my brothers and my sisters, ah, all over this land. I've got a hammer, and I've got a belt, and I've got a song to sing all over this land. If I hammer out justice, it's the bell of freedom, it's the song about the love between my brothers and my sisters, ah, all over this land. Yeah, 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 yeah.
Monitor on stage with Trini Lopez. A lot of us found out the other night during the big blackout here in the Northeast that no home should be without a flashlight. So here's a monitor tip for you. Something you can do to make your flashlight see around corners. Clamp a bicycle mirror to it. The mirror will direct the beam of light at an angle and reflect the articles at which it's directed. This is a very convenient device when you're doing repair work on the car or on plumbing installations. And I hope you'll never have to use your flashlight again for the same reason we did last Tuesday night.
So, Croup, the jump making him again.
If you can't say anything nice about your present cigarette, come on over to the L&M side, just for the taste of it.
Come on over to the L&M side. Come on over for the taste of it. Yeah, come on over, you'll be glad you did. Come on over to the L&M side.
The L&M side is for people who want taste in a cigarette and plenty of it. Come on over to the L&M side, just for the taste of it.
Everybody knows what togetherness is, but there's all kinds. I prefer the type that Miss Jane Morgan sings about.
Ain't got a barrel of money.
Comedy Time with Mike Nichols and Elaine May. You know, they tell me that with most families, the biggest expenditure they ever make is for a home. But listen to Mike and Elaine, and you'll see why this is ridiculous.
Darling.
Yes?
I found it. I found the perfect house for us.
Oh. Honey, where?
Oh, it's incredible. It's the greatest fluke I ever heard of. It's a five-story brownstone that's been built on top of an apartment building on Fifth Avenue.
Darling.
So you have all the privacy of a private home and a tremendous view of the park.
Darling, we'll never be able to get that with the $20,000 down payment.
I think I've figured a way.
Oh, darling, how much is it?
Oh, well, never mind that. That's not what's important. The important thing is, first of all, let me tell you something.
Yes.
It's a gorgeous house.
Oh, it sounds
And
lovely.
It's an investment. I mean, and we would be so happy there.
Oh, honey.
And you see, we'd never have to move, and it would be ours. It would be our house.
Oh,
and we
honey.
Would just pay off on it. It's just the same as investing in stocks or anything else. We're just investing in our property. Now, the house is $450,000, and they want all cash. But I think... What? What's the matter?
Sweetheart.
Yeah.
$450,000?
Yeah, well, it's a very fancy property. But the point
Have you got a zero wrong with it? $450,000?
Yeah, but it's a great... And, well, what do you expect?
Well, out of the question, though.
No, it's a brownstone on top of a giant building on Fifth Avenue. Naturally, that has to be expensive, but don't you see...
Right. No, darling, it's a wonderful dream house. Maybe someday if we save and save.
No, honey, you
darling,
don't...
Darling, we have exactly $20,000 in the bank. Exactly.
I know, but it's an investment.
Assuming that when you sell the car, you will get a couple of thousand for it.
Will you listen for a minute? Will you not be so short-sighted? Do you understand... The house is an investment, so if we get a mortgage or two to pay off some of it...
Darling, you make $300 a week.
So what?
You want to buy a $450,000 house.
Well, so?
We have $20,000 in the bank.
Well, what's your point? What is your point, Edith? What's your point?
Well, in the first place, where are you going to get $450,000?
I'm not going to get $450,000. I'll pay down the $20,000 cash.
Then we're broke.
No, we're not broke. We have a house.
Well, we have a house, and we owe $430,000 on it.
Well, so what? I'll get mortgages.
But you have to pay the mortgages, and then you have to pay interest on the mortgages.
Do you think I don't know that?
Well, I don't understand what you're thinking of.
Then you think it's impractical.
A $450,000 house, when we have $20,000 in the bank and $300 a week coming in?
Fine. There's no getting that house as long as I'm bound to someone as small-minded as you.
What are you talking about, darling? We can't possibly afford it. I think you're a little impractical about money.
All right. Well, this is a great setup for the present I brought you.
I'm sorry, honey. I don't mean to kill all your dreams. What did you get me?
Sable coat.
Oh, darling. Now you're talking my language.
$430,000. I wonder if he could have swung it on a GI loan, maybe. Mike Lickle, Nichols, and Elaine May, of course, were regulars each weekend on Monitor Comedy Time. Richard Heyman's version of Zorba the Greek. Great one. I'm Joe Garagiola, and I'll be back shortly with more of Monitor 65. your listening companion all across the nation. KCBD in Lubbock, Texas, is NBC for the South Plains of Texas. Now, wherever you're listening, stay on the line, won't you?
You know, a funny thing is happening on this NBC radio station when Bergen and I present highlights from Fred Allen radio shows.
Today on the NBC Radio Network.